You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ronnie Wang works for Asian Women at Work, a Sydney-based support service for migrant women in low-paying jobs. She says the majority of the organisation's 2,000 members have come from China and work as casual employees.
Some of our members are lost their job because of the coronavirus. Because they are working in the restaurant and the factories, many of them they are working on casual and they don't have any entitlement.
3.3 million Australians are working in what's known as insecure jobs. That's either casual, part-time or contracted work. It means one in three employees don't have access to entitlements, including sick leave. And the coronavirus, which is projected to have a significant impact on the Australian economy, could make things even worse for these workers. Sally McManus, the Secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, says industries that heavily rely on casual workers, such as tourism, higher education and hospitality, are already taking a hit.
This crisis is just bringing to fore the day-to-day struggles anyway of casual workers. The fact they don't know how many hours they're going to get and they can be let go at any time. The fact that people may have to stay home for weeks on end without pay, where they've got no leave.
In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has introduced emergency laws to ensure any worker forced to take time off because of the coronavirus do not miss out on sick pay. Lorianne Sharp is the Federal Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. She's calling for similar legislation to be introduced for casual health workers in Australia who have an increased exposure to the virus.
If they fall ill and they're forced into quarantine or they get sick themselves with the coronavirus, then that impedes them being able to work and they shouldn't be financially disadvantaged because of that.
In a statement, Minister for Industrial Relations Christian Porter said the government would be working closely with unions, employer groups and other key stakeholders to ensure responsibilities are well understood and Australians are protected from coronavirus. The Australian Council of Trade Unions says the workforce has become far too dependent on casual employees and is calling for a long-term response to deal with the issue. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.